That means that in less than 120 days, sweetheart, I will be coming to New Zealand. Wow. This could be one of the most exciting recordings I've ever made, where I capture the moment that God gives us a date and He speaks it to my heart in the prayer first. Wow. Michael commentary. Brothers and sisters, before I throw you into this episode, quickly let me say this is definitely going to be my new favorite episode. Probably right at a tie with episode 9, Faith, Hope, and Love, where I have to jump off the cliff in faith to let Lisa know God has shown me she is to be my wife. But in this episode, you're going to get to hear God prophetically gives me the dates, two dates, the date that I will land in New Zealand and the date that my wife and I are going to get married. So by the time you get to the end of this episode, you're going to know the date that Lisa and I are finally going to be able to be husband and wife as God has ordained it. Now, one little other note. I'm going to leave comments open on this video, and don't worry, I'll delete all the hater comments, but we would love, Lisa and I both, we're going to read every comment. We would love to hear from you and hear what your thoughts have been on this series so far and how it is impacting your faith and love and hope in Jesus Christ. May God bless you as you listen. Well, May 8th, 2021, what an incredible day today has turned out to be. It's 4:27 p.m. My amazing wife is listening to a recording I made right now, 90 minutes long this morning, where we pray together. And then I just really shared my heart regarding her and some things and that the Lord had shown me about why we're feeling so strongly about each other and just some really interesting personal things. So she's listening to that now, and she's just woken up a few hours ago. We've had a brief conversation this morning, and I gave her the really good news. This is just trying to catch up. That I was anticipating something was going to happen on 5/7, because 3 days earlier I saw the 1:10, which is Joshua 1:10, about seven times that day. And so I began to conclude, God, I'm praying, Father, something to happen. 3 days later is when my mother contacts me, even though we haven't had any talk in, you know, well over a month or more. She contacts me about Tyler's VIN number. I needed to get her the correct VIN number for the insurance on the Toyota. Then she begins to speak to me about what his living situation is going to be. And it's that day that she says that they've been looking at condos and thinking about getting a condo that he could live in that would be a lot better than throwing money away in rent. So we have that conversation, and it looks like, wow, God is really providing another thing for me that I won't have to do is to try to find an apartment for my son and worry about him being in some apartments when I'm going to New Zealand. So I see this as very significant. Today being the day that I went out and had this very heartfelt, tear-filled, groaning prayer before the Lord, where I asked my wife to pray with me in the recording, I have this incredible experience where while I'm making the recording after the prayer, the recording continues and I'm speaking to her about personal stuff between she and I said, I want to share with you a comment. I go to the comment on that particular video looking for the comment, and I'm in YouTube studio, and when I get to the actual video where it shows the stats, I'm shocked. Michael commentary. If you're not already listening to this at relentlessheart.com, be sure to know whenever I mention an image like this, a picture or perhaps even video, you can always go to relentlessheart.com/series or hit the series tab at the top of the website. Navigate down to the bottom where you will see the series called The Grace to Love Again. Find this particular episode. In this instance, it's episode number 17. And below the audio player, where you can actually listen and download all of these messages in MP3 audio, highly compressed to save a tremendous amount of bandwidth for those of you who are data sensitive or don't have the wonderful internet connections that some of us do. You can download and listen to the audio, but you'll also directly below any of these audio clips, you'll be able to see these pictures or videos that I make reference to from time to time throughout the series. Sometimes seeing really is believing. So if you haven't seen it already, you want to definitely go see what I'm talking about. And brothers and sisters, let me make a recommendation to you. A really incredible, incredible book is The Mystery of Divine Providence, Revealed by John Flavel. He's a Puritan writer who lived almost 400 years ago, writing extraordinary insights and revelations about the providence of God. If you're not already familiar with this book, this would be a wonderful, wonderful companion book to read as you're going through this series, because literally my life is a living, vibrant example of the exact principles that John Flavel is describing in the book, The Mystery of Divine Providence Revealed. It is incredible. And so this picture that you'll see at the website, this is an example of providence. And remembering that quote from Streams in the Desert, the God-yielded will finds the God-planned life. You see this over and over in my life. And also, there's another quote that says, those who look for the providence of God will never be without the providence of God to see. And so I see throughout all of my recordings, throughout all of God's dealings with me, you see these incredible providences of God's hand reaching through to encourage or to work out his exact purpose in whatever promises or disciplining he's doing in my life at the time. And I know these will be incredibly wonderful supplemental encouragements for you to see these things. End of commentary. I see that it's 848 at the top. That's Luke 8:48. Go in peace, your faith has delivered you. The number of views was 5,556. There's 555. The number of comments was 235. 2 Samuel 23:5. Is not my house right with God? Has he not made an everlasting covenant with me, secured and arranged in every part? Will he not bring about my salvation and grant me my every desire? The number of thumbs ups was 201, and the number of thumbs down was 20. So that's two, kick the zero out, 212. So in one screen capture, at the very second I of all people, I'm going to look for a comment on this video to share with my wife. I see 848, 555, 235, and 212. It's a quadruple, incredible confirmation. So I see that. That's today. By the time I get to talk with Lisa, I've had three wonderful things happen. My mom calls and says they've gone and looked at the house, the condo, and they think it's perfect for Tyler. It's more money than they wanted to spend, but there's a boom in Huntsville and everything is selling like hotcakes. They're going on Monday in order to get a line of credit to get it. They said it needs new carpet, new paint, and a couple of repairs. I agreed immediately to give $5,000 towards the repairs. Felt that that was what I should do. I do that. I make the recording for my mom. I turn around, look at the clock. It is 2:12. This is incredible. Here comes the second blessing. I check my email, and the lady that had contacted me interested in the tiny house that never contacted me back yesterday or the day before like I thought, she emails me today and says, I've talked with Wayne, my fiance. His one concern is the insulation because we live up north. Well, she couldn't have asked a better question for me to have a better answer for, because it's the one thing I've boasted the most about in this house is the insulation is incredible. So I give her a 10-minute message to send her back to that. Then I know it's time for me to sit down and do my taxes, to finish my taxes. I've been delaying, and I intentionally delayed in case P was going to come back, because as I sat down to file our taxes, I discovered that she has filed separately, which now means I'm going to have to pay upwards of $4,000 extra dollars to federal taxes, more than I was expecting. I had already sent in about $10,000 this year. And now it turns out my balance was only supposed to be 128 federal and 1200 state. And now it was going to bump the federal up to at least $4,000, because filing married separately is a huge tax penalty versus filing married jointly. So I sit down to do my taxes today. I've been waiting on God. What do you want me to do? I start to think about maybe I should just file, because I don't know what her filing condition or status was or what have you, but she did say file separate. But I thought about, well, what happens if I just file together? Because why should I be penalized for this? It's horrible. She should have been smart and filed separate or together. We would have saved a ton of money. But I think about it and I'm like, nope, I don't want to take any chances. I'd rather pay the extra $4,000 and not have anything show up on the radar when I'm trying to apply for a visa to New Zealand. Oh, you have an outstanding tax return. Oh, your tax return was rejected. Oh, you still have a balance of $3,000 or whatever it is. And I'm going, no, I don't want to take any chances. So let me just bite the bullet, do the right thing now. I will file the tax return married filing separate, and I'll pay the extra fee. Well, as I go to hit my personal information on there, And it asked me a few more questions. When I changed the status to married filing separately, it asks me a few more questions, like, you know, about her resident alien status, about how did she live in this house between this date and this date, and did she have income, etc. And so I'm answering these questions, and suddenly it says, oh, you do not qualify for claiming her as a dependent. However, it's recommended you file as head of household. So suddenly I file as head of household, which gives me a tax break that's better than filing married separate. And suddenly I look and it goes, it takes the calculations and it's the numbers running down and it stops at $828 for my federal tax return. So it goes from $120-something, instead of going to $4,000, it only goes to $828. Here it is, this $828 video I've just put up yesterday. $828 is my federal tax. That saved me, as best I can see, about $3,400. I'm sitting here praising God Almighty. This is just incredible. Then what I notice on the tax return is I had this desire the other day to file single, because when I go to apply for the visa process, I didn't even want to see the name on my tax return where I'm applying for a visa to be married to Lisa. I didn't even want it on there. You file as head of household, it completely removed her from the entirety of my tax return. It looks as if I'm not even married. I couldn't believe it. So not only did it save me $3,400, but it was as if I filed single and it removed her from the tax return. And then, to my amazement, when I completed my taxes, it allowed me to file electronically, because we could not file electronically because of her last year. It enabled me to file electronically, so I've already e-filed my taxes. And when it added up, my state tax due and my federal tax due, big, giant number, 2125. You cannot believe it. Five is the number of God's grace. 5-7. I've been talking about it in recordings for days. The grace of God. I had just seen a 5-12 earlier today. This is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. I'm seeing all the 2-12s. Here it is. My federal and state tax return total income, 2-12-5. He has granted you the desires of your heart. He has not withheld the request of your lips. This is the true grace of God. Stand firm in it. And now, as of right now, I've just hit pay on the final one. I've paid all of my taxes for 2020. It's all behind me. And I've already paid the first quarter tax payment for 2021, which I sent in weeks ago. So right now, I'm completely caught up and I've just saved $3,400. The Lord has blessed me so much. I'm so incredibly thankful. What an amazing day to have so far after seeing the 848, 555, 212, or 235, 212 combo on that screenshot. And after this prayer that I had this morning with my wife on a recording, groaning out to God to deliver us, groaning for Him to answer our prayers. And God immediately is blessing me like this. The tax return final payment of 212 5 is incredible. This is the true grace of God. Just amazing. I praise the Lord God Almighty in heaven for this. What a day. Good morning, my sweet, sweet love. Michael commentary. Brothers and sisters, aren't you glad that I'm sparing you all the lovey-dovey, kissy-kissy, huggy-huggy that was going to come after those words? I think at this point, I'm probably strong enough in love to gag even the greatest of romantics. But although I'm going to spare you all that part, I'm not going to spare you the most remarkable part, because in that recording, which by the way is being made as I'm sitting in my car at the trailhead, the place where I go pray, on the morning of May 9th, 2021 at about 7:52 a.m. in the morning. It is a recording that I made with some updates for Lisa that moves into a prayer time where I began to record prayers while Lisa is sleeping. I will make a prayer and record it and send it to her so that she could agree with me in prayer and in faith regarding the direction that God was giving us to move forward into this promise for Him. So one apology I'd like to make is that you'll hear the seatbelt. Unfortunately, I have a mic on and the seatbelt is kind of rubbing a little bit. May the Lord God Almighty give you grace to look past the seatbelt noise and really just kind of look out for and experience prophecy. You're getting ready to hear God speak through me in real time, prophetically. God is going to tell me the future. You're going to hear it and it's going to come to pass. And you're also going to hear how after I go onto the mountain, which will be in a following recording after this little prayer time you'll hear how God confirms for me the word he prophetically spoke to me. Now, brothers and sisters, I'd like to make a couple of points here because I know not everybody has been following the ministry for years, but God has dealt with me in this way basically for the last 12 years. He's told me prophetically in advance, and here it is again. Let's, for the record of God's faithfulness, let's remember that I've been saying what I'm saying now for years, that God, every major event he ever does in my life, to show that he did it, he tells me in advance he's going to do it. This is now the third time in my life in the last 12 years that God has given me a date. The first one is the 777-day divorce that ends on September 15th, or at least I received the final divorce decree on September 15th of 2012. This was an astonishing prophetic instance that happens that's part of the story, Trusting God in the Storm. And you can also see the whole story if you haven't seen it at Trusting God Through Crisis on the series tab at RelentlessHeart.com. The second time that God gave me a date, he gave me two prophetic dates. In the face of an apostate bride who basically made fun of God and made fun of my faith in God, saying, well, God has never given you a date. This was the one thing that I was not able to argue really against when my former wife, P, fell away to Eastern mysticism after 4.5 years of me pleading and praying and begging for her to not eat this foul food from Satan. She falls away. And in one kind of climactic meeting she and I have about it, she says, you know, he's never given you a date. If he ever gave you a date, that would be something. But you're saying that these things come to pass. I know I saw them, but these things come to pass in all religions. Every religion, she would say, has prophets and prophecies and miracles. She said, but if he gave you a date, that would be something. Now, I have recorded this on journal entries and in videos from 2 years ago when this was actually said to me. So now, the second time God gives me dates, he gives me February 11th and February 12th. These dates were mentioned in the series called I Will Come Forth as Gold. They end up being the two dates that I shut the entire ministry down as a result, thinking that I had misheard from God. And out of integrity, I said, that's it. For 12 years, I've listened to God. He's told me in advance of things. Every single thing that he has said to me has come to pass. This is it. I'm no longer hearing from God because I believed that my now ex-wife was coming back and she did not. And God had given me these dates. And I declared, I knew God had given me these dates and something was going to happen on it. And I staked my reputation. I staked my integrity. I staked my dignity and I staked my name and the presence of God in my heart on it. And I publicly declared it on YouTube before it happens. These dates came and went, nothing happened. My then ex-wife, P, did not come back. And I said, that's it. I'm shutting the whole ministry down. Everything went into death. Everything. People were crying, sending emails, all these years of ministry and fruitfulness, it all came into total death. But God was going to raise it. About 16 days after I'm in that death, filled with peace, God shows me through incredible providence that those two dates, he indeed gave them to me, the February 11th and February 12th. February 11th becomes the day that I receive a letter where a miraculous visa has been provided. A government law has been broken in order for P to receive her visa. I didn't have to be involved and all the rules were broken, and yet she receives this acceptance letter that comes to my house on what date? February 11th, it is stamped. Then, the very next day, February 12th, dated, and I would receive this again days later, her green card, her approval, her final visa is printed on 212. Both dates God gave to me, both dates God fulfilled prophetically, but I had conjectured wrong about what they meant. So God validated and vindicated me, and he clearly attempted to show the one who mocked him, God's never given me a date, that indeed he did. He not only gave me one date, he gave me two dates. Now listen to this. This God that we serve in the Holy Bible, he is the only God who can tell the future and bring it to pass. Yes, you can do Mickey Mouse prophecy through Satan. Yes, you can call 1-800, go to hell psychic hotline. Yes, you can find little bitty things because he is the God of this world. He has the power to make some things happen in the lives of those who are heathen or in your life if you're not a lover of the truth and filled with and walking by the Spirit of Christ. But when you are somebody who's serving the Lord full time, when you are yielded in your will to the Lord Jesus Christ, when you're living in obedience, when you're not loving sin and you're walking by faith, you will know that Satan will not be able to touch you. God will give you guidance. Satan will not be allowed to misguide you or direct you. He'll be allowed to test you and he'll be used as a trial in God's hands, no doubt. But you will hear the clear guidance of God as evidenced, a tree recognized by its fruit and wisdom being proved right by her children. You can walk into the clear guidance of God, be it prophetic, be it guidance, be it providence, and know that you will arrive where God has asked you to arrive if you are trusting him and his Spirit is inside of you. So in this instance, you're getting ready to hear in this recording, God is going to give me my second round of dates, and he's going to give me not one again, he's going to give me two dates in the face of an ex-wife who said, oh, if God ever gave you a date, that would be something. Now take note of the fact God will not be mocked. In fact, God mocks those who doubt him. And I believe part of that is what's going on here. I believe God is mocking not P, but the Antichrist spirit that she yielded herself to, the false god of this world that she allowed herself to be taken captive by. God has been known to do this. The same God yesterday, today, and forever in Isaiah 41:22 says, bring in your idols, your false gods, and tell us what is going to happen. Brothers and sisters, listen to this. This is God speaking. Think about how important this is. Tell us what the former things were so that we may consider them and know their final outcome. Or declare to us the things to come. Tell us what the future holds so we may know that you are gods. Do something, whether good or bad, so that we will be dismayed and filled with fear. But you are less than nothing and your works are utterly worthless. He who chooses you is detestable. This is God speaking of those who choose idols and false gods. They can do nothing for you. Watch this. In verse 26, God says, who told of this from the beginning so we could know, or beforehand so we could say he was right? No one told of this. No one foretold it. No one heard any words from you. Brothers and sisters, the living God you're getting ready to hear, he is now the same God who mocks the false gods, who mocks the Antichrist spirit that was in my ex-wife. He honors his words. This is the third time God has given me a date. I want you to see this is the power of God. I want you to just imagine right now the biggest event in your life, name it, and then now try to put a date on it. You can't do that. Think about the biggest, most significant thing that's ever happened in your life, the greatest blessing God's ever given you. Put a date on it. Try to put a date on when that's going to happen. Now try to put two dates on it because it has two parts of it. You see, just so that we can know this isn't a coincidence, God goes out of his way, and you're getting ready to hear in this recording where I so humbly ask the Lord to give us a date. Brothers and sisters, he answers my prayer while I'm in the prayer. And you are going to hear a date come out of my mouth after I wait and pause. The pause is a little bit longer in real life. I've edited out some of the time. But God speaks through the Holy Spirit and gives me a date. And right out of my mouth comes the very date that I had no idea will be the day I will marry Lisa. It comes right out of my mouth. You're going to hear it. But it gets better. To assure that this is not some coincidence, God allows two other dates to come out of my mouth. And the third date is the date that I will land in New Zealand. And you're going to hear how God confirms this for me. And you're going to hear multiple ways God has confirmed this. So you got a God here who's so powerful, he has just told me the future. And in between me at that time, May 9th, and those dates is not only 4 months. There are dozens of major obstacles and a few mountains that are impossible. So not only has God given me these dates, he now has to be the God who will fulfill his purpose for me and get me into those dates. And as you hear this story continue on, you are going to be amazed at all of the providence and the guidance and the direction and the open doors and the closed doors that God is going to bring to pass in order to get us to, I'm not there yet. Today is Saturday, the 26th of June. But I'm about 2 months ahead right now than where I was in these recordings. So you will get to, as you continue on in these recordings, you'll get to see how things change and how things are fulfilled and how things come to pass and how we wait and how we fight the good fight of faith. And then when you see me arrive, you're even going to get to hear about when I buy the plane tickets and how that whole story happens. So God is absolutely showing in advance his power and his hand in this. And there's no other God in the universe or in all of, quote, creation. There are no other gods. They're all false. Only the gods of this world, the false demons. There's no other God that can do this. God is the only God who can declare the end from the beginning. Jesus said in John 14, I have told you these things before they happen, so that when they do happen, you will believe. Brothers and sisters, Paul taught us that the kingdom of God is not a matter of words and talk, but it is a matter of power. And this is power. Have a listen and be blessed and be encouraged and be inspired to know this God. Who am I? Who is Lisa? We are but weak servants in the hand of God, that his power is being made perfect in our weakness. Follow our example. Think of Hebrews 13:7. Consider your leaders and those who spoke the word of God to you first. Look at their lives and consider the outcome of their way of living and imitate their faith. Imitate their holiness. Imitate their obedience. Imitate their love of God. And you will begin to see this kind of power in your life. This is amazing. Here it is. Satan came through my ex-wife and mocked God and said, well, if God ever gave you a date, well, that would be something. Since that time, since those words came out of that apostate's mouth, who was unwilling to repent after 4 years of mercy being extended to her, God mocks the spirit of Antichrist. God mocks the spirit of apostasy. God mocks the spirit of unbelief in her and gave me 2 dates on her behalf. And now he's given me 2 dates as I walk into the promised land with the most amazing gift God has ever given me. Lisa, soon to be Criswell. End of commentary. I thank you, Father. Please bless every aspect of our relationship, Lord. And God, again, we ask you to please keep moving forward on this. Lord, you keep showing us 9:29 and we're about to cross over. Oh God, we are. And so, Lord, I'm asking you more here, more prayer. Father, do something. Keep the ball rolling. Let us continue to see, you know, progress, Father. We're going to believe you by prayer. I believe you're already answering my prayers. I believe you're already at work again and that this ball is going to continue to move forward. Help with the tiny house being sold. And God, give me guidance, Lord, on how to do the child support thing. I see how Romans 8:28, you worked a deliverance for me in the taxes and you saved me $3,400. God, you can work a deliverance for me equally as well in the child support to get the balance corrected and help me to know what to do and how to do. And God acts in behalf of the one who waits for him, Lord, and I'm waiting for you. And I'm asking you, Father, to act in my behalf. And if there's anything I need to do, please show me, God, and I will do it. Please show me. Just please, Father, get me to my wife. God, get me to my wife. I love her so much, Lord. I love her so much. I promise you, Father, that I will always love her and I will always protect her and I will always cherish her and I will always do good to her because you are in me, Father, and I have faith and you will never look down upon me, Father, and be disappointed in how I treat your beloved daughter. You will not be disappointed, Father, but you will know, okay, I can just hand her off to my son, Michael, and I can go worry about some of my other daughters because this one is well taken care of. And as will be that you now know you have their hearts settled before you and you have them taken care of. That they will be taken care of, Lord, and I will look after them by the grace and the Spirit of Christ in me. I will always do good to them, Lord. I will always cherish them and do good to them and fiercely defend them against any threats. You know that I will, Father. You know that I will, Lord. That's when they will get to see Warrior Mike. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this. Thank you so much for giving me such an amazing wife. And Abba, Lord, I praise you. I thank you in Jesus' name for this. You are such a kind, kind Father, and you're so amazing. You're so wonderful. And Father, how I wish you would give us a date. Wow, that would be so exciting if you would be willing to speak to us a date, God. You've done it before. You told me dates of the visa thing, and you told me a date on my 777-day divorce. And, you know, I've seen you do dates before. And so I don't know, Lord, that would be exciting to me. I mean, if you would be willing to show us a date, Father, if you're willing to show us the date that we're going to be together. Father, I would ask you to show it to us. Maybe you're not willing, Lord, but I don't know why I felt led to say that, but I just do. And so if you would be willing to somehow show us that. Like, oh God, that would be wonderful. I'm not going to get hung up about it, Lord. I'm not going to focus on it. I'm just asking you, if you wanted to do that, that would be wonderful. And if you want us to wait until I buy plane tickets and we know the date, then so be it. But you know the date right now, Father. You could tell us if you wanted to. You could show us. You could say, September 11th, you guys will be together. But you know the date right now, Father. You could tell us if you wanted to. You could show us. You could say, September 11th, you guys will be together. You know, you could do that. And you could give us a date. You know, whatever you wanted to do. You could also say, July 11th, 7-Eleven. You know, there's all kinds of things you could do, Lord. You could say, August 28th, 8:28. You know, Lord, just please do something like that for us, Father. Do something like that for us. Wow, Lord, you know, August 28th would be an amazing date. It's not even too far away. Lord, would you be willing to do that for us? We would prefer 7-Eleven, but August 28th is okay. Any date you pick is going to be okay, but God, that's amazing, Father. I mean, after this whole 8:28 thing that just happened with the video, and then the 8:28s yesterday, and the 8:28s today, and the 8:28 tax. You know, God, if you were willing to do something like that and show us that we would be together on August 28th, or if that's the day we're supposed to get married, and maybe we get there before then, I don't know, Lord. I don't know, Father. I get excited thinking about these things and expectations and thinking. So, Lord, may your will be done. May your will be done. Lord, I'm going to go now and spend time with you. And I love you and I praise you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's 8:51 right now. I'm going to have to look that scripture up. I love you and we thank you in Jesus' mighty name, God. We thank you so much. Darling, I hope you enjoy this recording while you're at work today. And may the Lord God Almighty continue to bless you. I'm going to pray for you for your sleep while I'm out on the trail. And I just want you to know that I don't just love you. I love you so much. So very much. I mean, I just want to tell you every day for the rest of your life how I love you so much. And I am so thankful for you. So thankful for you. You make me feel like you're the only woman that's ever lived. And I'm the only man that's ever lived. And I just adore you. I absolutely adore you. And I respect you. And I appreciate you. And I trust you. I trust you. My goodness, do I trust you. Thank you for being so open with me and courageous to share. You know, there's nothing you can tell me, and I mean nothing, that is going to drive my love away from you, because God has given you to me and I'm stepping in by faith, come what may. I love you so much. God bless you in Jesus' name. Bye. Michael commentary. Okay, so this next recording is a personal recording that I made to Lisa. It happens about an hour or so after I've just made the recording sitting in the car, where in the prayer time, God gives me these dates that I do not yet know they are actually the dates that God is going to give me. So now about an hour later, I'm in the woods and I'm addressing a fear that Satan put directly into Lisa's heart the night before. So that morning, May 9th, I woke up to a text where Lisa was afraid after reading something in Streams in the Desert about God testing Abraham at the highest level, asking him to sacrifice Isaac. Satan put this fear in Lisa's heart that made her feel like God was going to one day take me away. And so she sent me a text and she said, "Baby, do you believe that God would ever take you away from me?" And it was just this kind of sad, fearful moment. So in this recording, here it is, an hour after God's prophetically given me these dates, I'm addressing that concern from the Bible with also some promises that God has given to me. Now, what you're going to hear is at one point I jump and I make this loud noise and I'm like, "Oh, baby, oh my gosh, I thought I had just been gotten." I'm walking through a very, very grassy area and it's snake season. And somehow or another, a tree limb catches my leg and goes up and in between my legs and smacks me on the back of the leg in a very bizarre way. It felt exactly like I had been hit by a snake. So you'll hear that happen. Now, here's what's absolutely astonishing. Not even an hour later, I am actually going to have an encounter with a live, deadly rattlesnake. I'm about 2 miles into the woods. Now, keep in mind, this is going to happen within an hour of me assuring Lisa that God is most likely not going to take me away from her. The very morning she has this fear from Satan, now I've just had a false alarm attack, if you will, from a snake. You're going to hear that at this record, in this recording here. And then I'm going to put the recording in where I actually come face to face, 1 foot away from taking one more step with my eyes looking down at my phone, looking up scripture verses. I literally almost put my foot in the mouth of a rattlesnake. He's not sitting off the trail. He is directly in the middle of the trail. His mouth is exactly where I was 1 foot away from putting it there. Now think about the timing of this. Brothers and sisters, these are the kind of things why I explain not even Hollywood can write stories like this. They cannot write Michael Criswell's story. It's way too outlandish. So here I am. I prophetically get these dates. I do not yet know that God has prophesied through me in that. He's going to confirm it in another recording that you'll hear on the mountain that day. He confirms these dates after I have a false alarm encounter with a snake, if you will, in the grass. And then after he confirms the dates, I'm going to actually have an encounter with a deadly rattlesnake. Can you believe this? End of commentary. So, my love, let me address the concern that you had in your message about Abraham and Isaac, okay? So I'm going to tell you what I think from my spirit about how God has been dealing with me in my life and in regard to promises that I know the Lord has made to me about my life. The answer that I believe that is in agreement with the Holy Spirit in my heart is that this is not something that you're going to have to worry about. That the Lord is not going to take me away from you in some shocking, dramatic, or untimely way. Obviously, one day, you know, when we grow older, whenever the Lord wills it, we will be, for a time, taken away from each other through death. And so that obviously is going to happen. But I do not see that at all. It's not in agreement with my spirit. It's not in agreement with the word and ways of God in my life that something like this would happen. Sweetheart, when I came across the Elizabeth Elliot story and her book, Suffering is Never for No Reason, it really felt prophetic to me. You can actually even hear it in the Apostate Bride of Christ recordings where I speak that I had a real dreadful sense that God was telling me I was going to go through this twice, but that I would be married again and the third one would be the best of all, exactly like what happened with Elizabeth Elliot, and it would be a lasting marriage. So, sweetheart, your faith, if you think about it, you really kind of already have gone through the loss of an Isaac type thing. you've at least demonstrated you're willing to put, you know, the husband that you loved, you know, at one time you were really in love with him and you had huge hopes to have him turn around, and you essentially sacrificed him and then waited for him. You placed him on the altar of God and gave back what he had allowed into your life. And when you look at this, how many years you waited, and then the times that you tried to bring him back and reconcile with him, and then you kept the faith. And even up until recently, you were still believing and hoping in that way, that perhaps one day he would come back. Sweetheart, when I saw your faith in that way, I was amazed. That is amazing faith. I mean, literally, it's like what Zach Poonin or somebody pointed out. There's only two times that Jesus marveled. He marveled at incredible faith and unbelief. And I marveled at your faith. Then, sweetheart, you have already gone through so much faith walk with me. You have proven that you have faith to God. You have made some very difficult decisions, proven to be a fighter and a warrior and worthy of a promised land experience. Okay, now you also have to remember that the way God deals with an Abraham is not going to be the way God is going to deal with the average Christian. I'm not saying you're average, but you're most likely not walking in the same footsteps as somebody like an Abraham, right? Our level of importance is not nearly as much as was his. So he was severely tested, as that scripture shows. And so, likewise, when you look in my life, you see the Lord had an above average purpose for my ministry, which meant I had to have above average testing and proving, etc. So I've had to go through so much loss and testing, etc., which has gotten me to this place where I thoroughly trust him. And the faith has been proven. And as a reward, God is rewarding me with you. You see? The other thing is, sweetheart, is that God has made a lot of connections to my life to the book of Job. And God gave me the Job 5:22 all the way through the end promise that he was going to really bless my life. He has shown me that he will bless me double. He's made all kinds of wonderful promises to me. And as he has you, okay? And if you notice, the things that the Lord continues to show us, sweetheart, is to be very careful to obey him. And what is the point of this? If you notice, attached to almost all of those verses is the explanation of why God is asking us to obey him. So that we may live in and possess the land he is giving us a long time. If you notice how many times God points out that their obedience to him is what is going to determine their longevity in the promised land. So, sweetheart, it is always possible that God does things that we completely don't understand. Okay? And that, could he take me away? Yes, sweetheart, he's God. He can do anything he wants. Amen? Let's just remember that. Is it likely? Is it probable? No. Not in this stage of my life and faith, and not in this stage of your life and faith. It's really important to remember that. That also, sweetheart, understand this, that when God gave Isaac, it was a promise. And then when he took the promise away, his intention was to test where the promise was at in his heart and then to resurrect Isaac. So we see that Abraham did not lose Isaac. And something else to take great comfort in that the Lord has shown me, okay? God has given me a promise that never again is he going to allow the enemy to come into my life and end everything into a flood such that it dies. God has given me this promise, sweetheart. He has shown this to me. So why would that now be that he's going to take me out of your life so quickly? No, it's not in accord with what his word is. Not only that, but Abraham When he was tested, sweetheart, with Isaac, that's the last test Abraham ever faces. And I really believe the Lord has shown me that what I just went through was the last major test of my faith. Not that I'm not going to walk by faith, but the last thing that completely contradicts faith and tests your faith and causes you to be so filled with perplexion that it's like you're either going to make it or break it type of thing. We're walking by faith. Praise God. May we always walk by faith. That's the only way we can please God. So we're walking by faith right now into this promise. God's not just making it super easy, but the faith is not going to be tested anymore. I believe this is what the Lord has shown me, that he's not going to test me anymore like this. I would not be surprised, sweetheart, at all. I will tell you the reverse of what you're thinking is what I'm thinking. I will not be surprised at all if the Lord does not pour out extra blessings upon our life such that we experience health benefits, that we don't have any major health crises, that we have to go through, and that the Lord really does provide for us in some wonderful ways like that, that we can serve him together, live together, and really enjoy a part of our life together while the world around us is falling apart more and more. That he's giving this to us, that I have persevered and you have persevered, sweetheart. We've been through a lot. You know, your faith has been proven strong. Your faith has been proven true and real and authentic. And, you know, there is a Beulah land for us, a land that is married. So, sweetheart, let me tell you this. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. And trust this, sweetheart. Whether the Lord gives, the Lord takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. You can know this. If for some strange reason God ever did it, you would see the blessing of God in your heart and life. Without a doubt, it would be extraordinary. And again, I want to tell you this to put your fears at ease. I do not believe at all this is going to happen. I believe the Lord has tested me, and now he's blessing me. And I have desired to live a long time with you. I've said, Lord, let me live a long time with you. And I believe he's going to give us some good long years, sweetheart. I really do. I believe he's going to give us some good long years together. So we will be deeply satisfied in this land. Okay? And pray about it. Ask the Lord also. You remember Hezekiah? Hezekiah, the Lord comes to him in Isaiah. And he says, through Isaiah, and he says, hey, get your house in order. Your day has come. And Hezekiah rolls over in tears. And against the wall, he begins to remind the Lord of how he, you know, has served him and lived wholeheartedly and obeyed him, et cetera, et cetera. And in tears, he's crying out to God, and God changes his mind. And he says, okay, I'm going to give you 15 extra years. I mean, how gracious of God is that? And he gives Hezekiah 15 extra years on his life because he rolled over against the wall and reminded the Lord of all the things that he did to obey him. So, sweetheart, let's ask that the Lord will give us long life. Let's ask. Let's ask that the Lord will allow us to drink deeply and that he'll give us a good solid 40 years or more if he wills it. I'm pretty healthy for a 47-year-old. To the praise of God, and may it be always, that I don't have any known health issues. I never have. And you know, sweetheart, the Lord has been so gracious to me. Like, I gave myself a hernia a few weeks ago, baby. And then 3 days I prayed. I'm like, God, I can't go to the doctor. I don't have insurance. I need you to heal me. And sweetheart, he healed me. I'm 100% recovered from like a serious hernia that I couldn't even walk up the mountain. And now I'm out running again. And I'm able to, you know, all the pain is gone. It's like I'm back to 100%. God healed me, and he's done this several things: spots in my arm, spots in my head, stomach issues, eye issues. And the Lord has been pleased to keep me. Look how long he's kept Brother Zach. Zach's like 87 years old, sweetheart. He still flies around the world. He still comes every summer to America and makes a tour, and God has kept him in good health. Let's believe for like that Zach Poonen blessing on my life. Let's believe him for that and ask him for him to keep both of us in health. I'm going to pray today and that God would give you a lasting evidence of his goodness by not taking me away from you and you away from me until we get to a good ripe old age and we're just longing to be out of those bodies and with the Lord. Okay? So let's just pray about it. But I feel absolutely confident you have nothing to worry about. Oh, what was that? Oh, gosh, baby. Oh, honey. Oh, sweetheart. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just got nailed. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Okay, so it's snake season. And I'm walking through a very bad area where the grass is left and right. And I'm so totally focused. I'm walking on this trail that's only 12 inches wide with just thick grass on both sides of it. Really kind of a not great area. And I was so completely focused on what I'm telling you. This thing got between my legs. I could feel something hit both of my legs and I knew it had to be an animal of some kind. And so it completely freaked me out. And sweetheart, it was a stick. I couldn't believe it. I knew I needed to jump off of that sucker, man, whatever that thing was. And it literally got caught up somewhere, wrapped up in between my legs, and it bounced back and forth between my legs and my calf muscles. And I thought for sure a snake or an animal or something was getting after me. Isn't that crazy? Yeah. That was so weird. Anyhow, okay, darling. Listen, I want you to know that you can rest in the Lord in this. Have peace. I have such peace about what I'm telling you. And I know that I'm not speaking to you to try to tell you something you want to hear. I really, really believe the peace of the Lord is upon what I'm saying. And I pray that you have peace with it as well. Okay? All right, sweetheart. I'm going to go now and speak to the Lord on our behalf and love you and him the rest of the day. I will miss you so much. 9/11. Look at this, sweetheart. 9/11, darling. Now look at this, okay? 9/11, darling. Now look at this, okay? This is incredible. I've just lit my phone up. It's 9/11. Now what's interesting is that that's the date that I just quoted. The first date that I just quoted. I said September 11th. Did you hear me say that?
But you know the date right now, Father. You could tell us if you wanted to. You could show us. You could say, September 11th, you guys will be together.
Okay, I'm not saying that this is necessarily the date that the Lord is confirming, but this is very remarkable. Now, what would be so incredible is if somehow or another, you know, the Lord just gave us a date. That's pretty remarkable that I spoke 9/11, honey. And the reason is because this is a significant date that God has done some very significant things in my life on. It's very, very significant. Yeah, that's pretty interesting. I wonder if the Spirit is giving me that date. Oh, we'll just see and we'll ask. I know right now you would be thinking, oh my goodness, that's a long way away if that was it. You know, we're almost May 11th. So May, that would be, let's see how long that would be. That would be, so we have June, July, August, September. No, honey. No, sweetheart, that would not be a long time. That would only be 122 days from today. Sweetheart, 122 days from today, if I'm doing this right, May, let me think about this. May, let's see. Please, Father, will you help me to know, God? Please help me to know if that is what you're telling me. Just please help me to know this. In Jesus' mighty name, please help me, Father. I'm going to look something up here. May, June, July, August. So let's do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness gracious God Almighty. Please don't let me get my hopes up, Father. Please, God. Please, Lord. I'm so vulnerable right now, Lord. Please don't let me find something out and conjecture something that's not true, Lord, but how can that possibly be what I... Oh, sweetheart, if you look at August 28th, 8/28, it's exactly 14 days, 2 weeks of isolation between August 28th and September 11th. Oh, sweetheart, while I was thinking about it, August 28th comes into my mind, and I just thought, well, how many days is this? Is it possible that's the two-week difference of the isolation? Oh, honey, it's exactly 14 days. Oh, baby. It's very possible, sweetheart, God has just given us a date. It's very, very possible, darling. So, sweetheart, oh my goodness gracious, this could be absolutely amazing. This could be absolutely amazing, darling, if you look at this date, 9/11. Sweetheart, I have just discovered, okay? And I know this is not gonna sound good to you, but you have to understand, God is the one who's in charge of picking these dates and doing what he does. And he does everything in my life in precise dates. And I've known that he will, whatever he does with you and I, it's gonna be on some significant date, okay? And so what I found out is, darling, that the day that my first divorce, the divorce was signed and finalized, the final decree by the judge, on 9/11. God had always used that scripture to me to show me he who dwells. It's called the 911 of scripture. 911 in America is the number you dial in the event of an emergency. Fire, rescue, break-ins, you know, you need help, domestic abuse, whatever. You dial 911. It's an emergency number that you can reach from any phone, immediately reach police, and they will immediately dispatch help to you. 911. So we always have called the 911 of scripture, Psalm 91:1. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And all throughout that divorce, when I was going through hell, God just kept showing me the scripture. If I'll just dwell in him, I'll dwell in safety and in peace. Okay? That happens on 2012. Okay? September 11th, 2012. I don't receive the papers until 15th of the month. And so that's how you come up with the 777 days in between July 30th, 2010 and September 15th, 2012. But the divorce was actually signed by the judge on 9/11. So the other day I was going through some paperwork, this divorce paperwork I'm doing with P again. And I cheated by looking at our old divorce paperwork. Remember, I completely filed it. It already went to the court back in 2019. Darling, it was accepted and signed in the court on 9/11, exactly 7 years to the day of the signing of the divorce papers from my first wife. You see, God is in control of all this, 7 years to the day. So it might seem like that's a negative day, but really it's not. It's a positive day. And it very well could be that the Father may wish to have it end on something very positive, that this is the end. And this would be the third instance, three, perfection of 9/11, if that's the case. Now I have to ask myself, what are the chances that while I'm sitting in prayer, I begin to ask God for a date? And then the first date that comes to my mind is September 11, 9/11. And then as I keep going, the date 8/28 comes to mind.
There's all kinds of things you could do, Lord. You could say August 28th, 8/28.
And now I'm out here on the trail, and we both know that whenever I arrive in New Zealand, I have to have it exactly 14 days, 2 weeks of quarantine, isolation. So I ask myself, what are the chances of that, sweetheart? Me guessing that and that working out like that. It's very, very, very slim. Me picking two dates somehow or another, and I'm going, well, I don't know, it could be an 8/28. What if it's both? What if God has arranged it such that I land in New Zealand on August 28th? Sweetheart, if this is the case, we just hit the jackpot. We just hit the jackpot. We need to ask the Lord. It's 9:22 right now. Go in peace. Your faith has delivered you. Sweetheart, right now while I have those dates up, it's 9:22, I look down. Sweetheart, it's very possible that the Lord has just given us a date. He's just told me the future. It's very, very likely. You see this? I mentioned September 11th, and then the first time I look at my phone, it's 9/11. The first time I see a number outside of finishing that recording, it's the second recording. The first one, I get out of the car at like 8:51 or whatever. I need to go look up that scripture. And I know what you might be thinking already is, oh, 120 days. Sweetheart, that's not nearly as bad as 6 months or a year. And it will go by fast, darling. It will go by fast. Sweetheart, if that's the case, then we can definitely, what if God has seen our suffering? What if God has seen our cries? like that tear-filled cry that I cried out yesterday, and you keep talking about seeing light at the end of the tunnel. Are we not two beloved children that he loves, that we're obeying him and we're humbling ourselves? Do we have prideful hearts before the Lord? Is he not pleased with us to be constantly answering our prayers and helping us in this stuff? Does he not give favor to those he loves? Do we not believe he answers our prayers? Has he not been telling us every day, ask, seek, knock, ask, seek, knock, ask, seek, knock? And here we are asking. Sweetheart, I really believe it's very, very possible. I'm going to spend some more time in prayer with the Lord, and I'm going to ask him to confirm this. But sweetheart, I think our God may have just given us a date of when we're going to be together. Now you tell me how incredibly amazing that would be. That means that in less than 120 days, sweetheart, I will be coming to New Zealand. Wow. This could be one of the most exciting recordings I've ever made, where I capture the moment that God gives us a date and he speaks it to my heart in the prayer first. Wow. Okay, I'm just going to shut up and go. I've walked halfway out. I'm getting ready to depart, where I'm going to start climbing up again to the steep part. And I'm just going to praise the Lord and speak to him. Baby, I love you so much. You're the love of my life. Truly, you are the greatest love of my life. And I cannot wait to be with you. My God is going to bless us. Our God is going to bless us. He already has. You are amazing. And I love you. And I hope this is encouraging to you. And I just pray that the Lord will confirm this for us, sweetheart. What if he sees our suffering and says to us, I have this for you. And then all I have to do is continue to walk by faith and watch God work out everything. Sweetheart, that means he already has a plane ticket for us. He already has the child support taken care of. He already has the visa. He already has the passport taken care of. And it's all going to be taken care of within 120 days. That's nothing. That's nothing, darling. It seems like a long time, sweetheart, but it won't be. I would be so happy to have a date to know. Oh my goodness gracious, I hope you're excited with me. Let's just keep praying and ask the Lord if he'll confirm this, okay? Let's ask the Lord to see if I've heard correctly in the spirit while I'm in prayer, and now him having my phone light up at 9:11. Oh my goodness gracious. God Almighty, please, Lord, confirm this for us, Father. Confirm this for us, Abba. I stand here right now, Lord, looking up to you. I love you. I love you. God bless you in Jesus' name. Okay, this is absolutely astonishing. I've just gone a few minutes in prayer. As soon as I finished the second recording to Lisa regarding this unbelievable thing that happens, where I believe God has just given me a date that I'm going to be with my wife. And all of a sudden, I title the recording, asking God for a date for Lisa. And when I title it, as soon as I get it titled and the next screen opens up, it's 9:29. And I take a screen capture of this 9:29 and I just say, oh God, are you really saying if it'll be to me according to my faith? God, I do believe it and I praise you, Almighty God. I'm just amazed. I'm stupefied by your goodness, Lord. Oh, this is absolutely miraculous. I think God just answered my prayer within 15 minutes or maybe 20 minutes. I don't know how long it was. Let's call it 30 minutes of me asking. God gives me a date that my wife and I are going to be together. That I'm going to get to lay eyes on her and give her her first hug and kiss on September 11th, 2021. My goodness gracious, this is incredible. It's 10:14 now on May 9th, 2021. This is after this dramatic set of recordings I've made this morning. What I was just doing now is I'm praying. I've said, Father, please confirm this with Lisa. I'm asking the Lord to confirm it, not just on my side, but on her side, to really put it into her heart. And right now she's sleeping. I said, Lord, you could even give her a dream, or you could make it to where, Father, when she's listening to the recording, you know, you put it into her heart, September 11th or August 28th, when I'm thinking about a date, that you could have her mind come up with a date. And or you could show her the same things, Father. You could show her a number somehow, and that you would just confirm this. And I just said, Lord, this is so easy for you to do. And the example, that the most recent example of how God has done this, is quite remarkable. That yesterday, I'm talking to her on the phone, and at one point, we're talking about, you know, faith and so forth and so on. And I felt led to share with her the screen capture of my inbox, which had 4,929 unanswered emails in it. And I take the screen capture and I send it to her while we were texting, while we were on the phone, and she doesn't see it because you have to open up another screen in order to see it. The WhatsApp call screen and the WhatsApp text screen are different. So she doesn't see it. Literally not even 60 seconds goes by. And she says, oh, I forgot to tell you that Father showed me a new number. And she explains that she's seeing 929 and that she goes and she reads Matthew. It'll be to you according to your faith. And I said, sweetheart, look at your text. She goes, oh, okay. And so she goes and looks at her text. You've got to be kidding me. And she just really is leveled. She's like, this is not happening. I mean, it's just, she really flattens out over it because here it is. God moves me to share with her the 929. She didn't even really know what it was. And she's like me, it takes a long time to remember what scripture is associated with the number. And here she's saying, yeah, the Lord's shown me another number. And I went to Matthew 9:29. It says it'll be to us according to our faith. And I say, sweetheart, look at your text. I had just texted her this 60 seconds before she says it. And it just wipes her out. And I said, sweetheart, look at how God is confirming for you that indeed he's telling you 9:29. We see it everywhere. So here it is. I'm making this 31-minute recording about God, I think, just giving me a date, you know, and it ends at 9:29. So this is just really, really, absolutely incredible. I'm just so amazed. I wanted to capture this, that I'm praying that God will confirm in Lisa's heart that these are the dates so that she can have a part of this and that I can feel comfortable, you know, and confirmed. I really want him to start confirming like this more and more through us together. It's just incredible. Praise the Lord. So what a crazy morning this has been, filled with so much drama and excitement. I feel bad for my sweet wife when she wakes up this morning. It's like every day she goes to sleep, she's going to start to realize that there's going to be tons of news and updates and dramatic things that happen in her husband's life while she's sleeping. It's unreal. And here I am standing right now in this grassy place, and there's the exact stick where I'm making this recording, and all of a sudden I yell out, oh, what is this? I felt something as I'm walking through this real grassy place where there's only like a 12-inch trail and there's big, tall grass on both sides. Got scared. It just caught me off guard, thinking it was like a snake. So then here I am, like probably 2 more hours on the mountain, and I'm starting to look through these scriptures on 9/11 because I thought, you know, Lord, I've always just assumed that that is the Psalm 91:1, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And because he had shown that to me so many times, and I thought for some reason I should start looking up the scriptures, and there's several others that are remarkable. One of them in particular is amazing, where I'm talking about how, you know, we can get to each other and we have this real struggle. We're separated by thousands of miles and we have these barriers in the way and all of that. And so you go to Nehemiah 9:11 and it says, you divided the sea before them, so they passed through it on dry ground. But you hurled their pursuers into the depths like a stone into mighty waters. And I'm going, wow, that gives whole new meaning to the reason that God ended my divorce on 9/11. He ended it. I always knew there was something significant about it. And I always just thought, oh yeah, he who dwells in the shelter of the Most High God will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. And I'm looking at this going, this is incredible, because I actually used the example of passing through the Red Sea. I said at the last moment, it was like a Red Sea crossing. God strikes the waters part. And I literally say, and I walked through on dry ground. And my divorce ends on 9/11. And I never thought to go look at the other scriptures. And I'm looking at this Nehemiah 9:11. You divided the sea before them so that they passed through it on dry ground. 10 years later, my ex sits in this court telling the court, and for 10 years, the court has done nothing because God has defended me. And she says, our lives are ruined. What does it say? But you hurled their pursuers into the depths like a stone into mighty waters. It's incredible for me to look back on this right now and see this. Just incredible. Psalm 9:1:1, sing praises to the Lord enthroned in Zion, proclaim among the nations what he has done. And then Genesis 9:11, I'm going to make a covenant with you. Never again will he destroy all life with a flood. It's incredible. So that's another 9:11. But then you come to Proverbs 9:11, for through me your days will be many and years will be added to your life. And I'm sitting here speaking to her in this recording about, I said, remember Hezekiah. And so I have just made this recording to Lisa while my phone lights up at 9:11, and there's all these wonderful promises associated with 9:11. And then Amos 9:11, and that day I will restore David's fallen tent. I will repair its broken places, restore its ruins, and build it as it used to be. And I was just talking about this morning about healing and restoration in some areas in my life and all that kind of stuff. And clearly, Lisa and I have both experienced tremendous brokenness and loss. And we keep seeing these scriptures about restoring. And here it is, 8:51. I literally get out of the car, open up my phone. It's 8:51. And Psalm 85:1, you showed favor to your land, O Lord. You restored. So we keep seeing all these scriptures about restoration, being restored, etc., etc., which is just incredible, absolutely incredible. And then 2 Corinthians 9:11, which I didn't feel like it applied so much, but still it is a promise that applies to us. You will be made rich in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion, and through us your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. Then, while I'm looking for these 9:11 scriptures, this is what's incredible. While I'm looking for these 9:11 scriptures, my head is down, and I had just gotten to, I think, the Nehemiah one. And I look up, and right in front of me, 4 feet in front of me, is a rattlesnake completely stretched right across, smack dab in the middle of the trail. Oh my God in heaven. Oh my God in heaven, the Lord just spared me again. I cannot believe this. I'm sitting here walking down the trail, and I am going through scriptures looking for God's promises, and I almost stepped on this rattlesnake. I cannot believe this. This is unbelievable. He is laying right in the middle of the trail. Look at this. Right in the middle of the trail, getting ready to strike. Unbelievable. I cannot believe this. If I would not have seen this guy. Oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man, oh man. I am absolutely freaked out when I literally, this is the grace of God. How do I get to Zoom? And I could not believe it. Once again, he made no noise. He showed no sign of warning. It is only by the mercy of God. Here it is, Philippians 2:13, God working in me to look up. You talk about split second. This is the thing with the numbers where I've always told people, look, God can make you move your head and see a number at just the right time, and it can be God who moves you. Well, who was it that moved me to look up when I'm looking down to look up and see that snake 4 feet in front of me? If I would have taken one more step, I was one step away from being in striking distance. And this far out in the trail, I'm at least 2 miles out in the woods. There's no place a helicopter can come get me. I'm in the middle of the woods. The trees are overgrown. This far out, I'd be a long way from the hospital. The damage would be horrendous. It would absolutely be horrendous from a rattlesnake bite that goes hours that you cannot get. It would be horrendous. And so I'm just sitting there going, oh my God in heaven, how I praise you, Father. I'm thinking, now here it is. This is incredibly, this is the 10th year that I've been in Alabama. I moved here in 2011, the month of May. This is May right now. I moved here like at the end of this month, like the 20 whatever. So I'm only like probably, you know, 12, 15 days away from having been here exactly 10 years. And in all that time, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times I've been up here. 2 times now I've almost put my foot in the mouth of a rattlesnake. Both times I've caught it on video where I back away from the snake, get the camera out, and put the video on it. And this is incredible. I'm looking at the timing of this. The last one was a prophetic situation, and I really feel like this is without a doubt. It's just a warning, and it's also proof for my wife that God is looking out for her husband. It's absolute incredible timing where here she is having this fear the last couple of days, that perhaps God is maybe going to take me away from her soon or earlier than would be expected because of something she read in Streams in the Desert, and it's been weighing on her. And now here it is, God has just protected me from death. You can actually die from a rattlesnake. Oh my goodness gracious. Wow, I mean, I just felt such gratitude come into my heart. My God has saved me today. He's shown himself merciful to me today. This is just incredible. Here I am, the very day that God, I believe, has just given me a date today, this miracle. And here comes a snake in my path. It couldn't have been off the path. No, it had to be directly in the middle of the path where he's completely stretched across the whole way. I mean, what are the chances of that? Why has this happened to me twice? Why couldn't it have been on the side of the trail? Why couldn't it have been sitting up on a log? No, it has to be sitting right where I'm about to stick my foot. Absolutely incredible.